Coming up in this episode of the Dark Theme Park Show, our witches are back from their very first trip to Walt Disney World, and they've lived to tell the tale. Greetings and welcome to the Dark Theme Park Show, Creepy Kingdoms podcast all about theme parks. I'm your host, Mr. James H. Carter II. Coming up in this episode, we conclude our epic trip planning series with the first of two trip reports. Our resident witches just got back from Walt Disney World after extensive planning provided by our very own panel of experts. In this episode, we're going to hear all about their time at Walt Disney World for the very first time. Was the advice we gave them the correct advice? Were we right? Were we wrong? Well, you're about to find out. But before we do, I have to mention two things right off of the bat. On the very week of this episode's release, we had a major milestone here at Creepy Kingdom. We launched our next big project. We're very excited about it. We hope you guys are, and we're all just full of excitement because we launched our very own apparel line, Creepy Kingdom Apparel, and we have launched our very first design in the form of a dress and leggings. We've got more designs coming. We have got t-shirt designs for men. A lot of fun stuff coming up. But right now, you can pre-order our first design. We have it in three colors, nine different sizes. And you can get $5 off your pre-order by using the coupon code CKApparel, all one word. Go to creepykingdom.com, click on the store tab, and you can check it out. Also released this week in our Patreon is the first of our monthly releases of full interviews from Foolish Mortals, our documentary about Haunted Mansion fans. We started off with a bang. You might have heard the preview that we put in the podcast feed, but just in case you missed it, right now, we have our full interview with Disney legend Rolly Crump. That could be found as well as the full-length feature documentary, Foolish Mortals, exclusively in our Patreon for online. Obviously, we sold DVDs of it, but as far as online goes, it is right now, as of this recording, exclusively in our Patreon account. You can find all that stuff by going to patreon.com/creepykingdom, and you can go to creepykingdom.com and find the Patreon link there as well. All right, it's time to get to the episode. So without any further ado, let's open the gates. All righty, we are here. We got a full house. We're very excited. We're pumped up. So let me introduce the esteemed panel. To my virtual right, we have Miss Roxy Tart,
the evil queen of the Creepy Kingdom. Thank you very much.
Oh, I just skimmed over that, huh? And to her virtual slight left, we've got Florida man himself, Grant.
Sir Florida Man.
Sir
Thank
Florida
you very
Man.
Much.
Oh, look who's getting an upgrade.
And our very own little coven has returned safe and sound from the harsh Florida climate to tell the tales of woe and excitement. We've got Melissa.
Hi, hello.
And Tanisha.
Hey.
All right, so this is I've been dying to record this episode. You know, we spent about, I don't know, how many hours was that? I don't know, 3 or 4 hours preparing you for the trip that you guys took.
So many hours.
In case someone's jumping into the podcast and didn't hear those episodes before, we just told them what to do when they went to Florida. So now we're going to see if they listen to us, and then we're going to hear them tell us how right we were about everything that we said.
Specifically, how right Grant was over James the entire time.
I just want to point out, I'm always right. So,
wow. Like, well, then there's going to be a lot of thanking and congratulations ahead of us. So.
I'm just saying.
It's going to be like the Oscar self-congratulatory. Yeah.
I'd like to thank the Academy, Walt Disney, Mickey Mouse, and everyone in the Disney studios who made this possible.
You didn't win anything yet. I have a feeling they have to give us our awards yet, so you can save your speech. All right. So a really awesome, fun thing for me and hundreds, if not thousands, of our followers on Creepy Kingdom's Instagram following along as you guys took over our Instagram during your 6-day, well, it's probably longer than 6 days, but 6-park-day trip to Orlando, to Walt Disney World and Universal Orlando. So let's just get started. How are the peanuts on the flight? I'm just kidding.
I don't want to give you peanuts anymore. No, they just serve you pretzels now, James.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to throw out that I had forgotten what day you guys were going to start taking over the account. So I'm going through and I'm watching my stories, and it was late at night, and I'm like, what the heck am I even watching? And I had to like stop it and check what account I was watching, and I was like, oh, this is us. Got it. Okay.
I thought maybe we were hacked.
I'm on it now.
You know, I saw the Facebook stories of Creepy Kingdom, and I was like going, oh, great, James is out here. Sick invite, dude.
Oh, you thought it was me that was out there? No. Yeah, I just popped over to Orlando. It was a quiet trip. Didn't tell anybody.
Grant, you know I wouldn't let him do that.
I just had to see the Hollywood Studios Little Mermaid show. I just had to do it.
Oh, jeez.
Please don't remind me. No, that was terrible.
Anyways, I didn't mean to jump the gun. I was just thinking of one of the things we told you not to do that you did. So...
Somebody said we should do it.
It wasn't.
Yeah, but there's nothing to do in Hollywood Studios, so I mean, you might as well.
It was you, Rock. You told him.
I think it's cute, and it's inside, and it's air conditioned, and if you've got nothing else to do, anyways, it's usually like what I'll do when I'm waiting for like my reservation to go eat or whatnot. So yeah, it was me. Okay, I admit it.
I would not watch that show before eating. The smell in that theater. I don't know. We'll get to it, but the smell.
All right, we're jumping the gun. You didn't start your trip at Hollywood Studios. You went to Magic Kingdom. And yes. I just want to point out right off the top, I think the three of us very strongly advised you guys for going on the attraction called Pirates of the Caribbean. You were defiant all the way. You were taunting me before you left. Yep. You're taunting me from Disneyland, saying you're warming up. You taunted me on the plane. You taunted me when you hit the ground. You taunted me as you were about to walk into the attraction.
There was skywriting above your house.
Yes.
And when you guys got out of the attraction, I'm going to tell you, you 100% got him.
You got me.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad it works.
It totally worked. You hell of got him.
And for the listeners to know, in case you didn't follow along the Instagram stories, Tanisha said that the ride was the bomb as she was pointing at one of the cannons.
That was Melissa's idea. I just want to let everyone know.
Okay.
And I was, I rolled my eyes really hard. I was like, I want to know in explicit detail why that is the bomb. Like, I was really going to grill you. Like, and then the very next.
A lot happens in that 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Right. But then
yeah, you know what? Packed so much magic in those 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Right, but the, but then the very next story you said, just kidding, it was horrible. All right, so that's all I wanted to point out. I tried to get you not to do it. You were determined to do it. Even walked in there with a... What'd you say?
Like, so glad I did it, though. Like, I had to do it. I had to see for myself.
We had to know. We had to know how bad it was.
I had to to appreciate Disneyland's version that much more, you know?
No, it's true.
No, I mean, I get that. I was just trying to help you have a great trip. But I saw you walking there with your Pirates of the Caribbean spirit jersey.
So excited.
And I'm gonna step off of my soapbox here. Why don't you guys just tell us about your day at Magic Kingdom?
Well, it started with rope drop, which I have to say I'm really proud of myself that I got up in the morning and we did that.
Mm-hmm.
On jet lag, and also jet lag sleep, right?
Yeah, I hate mornings. And also, I for the record, I got up at 4 a.m. every morning. 30 days before our trip to book our fast passes.
Wow.
So yeah, good job, Tanisha. Yep. Good job. Wow. True VIP MVP.
That's dedication.
Just want to let Californians know that it really sucks booking Fast Pass Plus on West Coast time. But yeah. anyway, so yeah, we did rope drop, and the first thing we did was the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, which was cute. I don't know. What do you think?
Didn't meet your expectations. It doesn't sound like
it was adorable for what it was, and good thing we did do rope drop and not waste the fast pass on it because it was so short. Like, I felt the ride just started when it ended.
Yeah.
It's not too long. It's like the before you're big enough to go on Big Thunder Mountain coaster.
Yeah. It's a perfect starter coaster.
Yeah.
Well, Roxy hasn't experienced it yet, so.
No, I got nothing. I'm just listening.
But that's why I don't want to really say what I like about it, because I like what happens at the end. Because the first time I went on the ride, I was like, before the end, I was like, oh my god, they're missing a very important part of this ride. You know?
Is it me?
It was you.
There's no Roxy. That's just what I was thinking. There's no Roxy on this ride. Like, what is going on right now?
Any ride that doesn't include me is just an automatic failure.
True.
Yeah.
True.
That was exactly what I thought. There's no Roxy, but surprisingly, you show up at the end of this ride. Spoiler alert. Okay. Well, I think we told you to rope drop this one anyways, because I think that's like one of the most popular rides in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that one worked out. And then we did Pirates. And we all know how that went.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was the bomb. yeah, it bombed. It definitely bombed.
well, the thing we do regret that we did not do. So we didn't know they'd take a picture of you in the middle of the ride. So we turn the corner.
Oh, it's new. Yeah, I never heard of that.
So we turn the corner and we see this weird, really sad, like, skull talking with weird eyeballs. And we're all pointing at it like, what is this? Oh, I wish we got that photo.
is the photo you guys pointing at the camera?
Probably.
I mean, it should be on your photo pass. Should go to automatically, right?
Because we didn't get magic bands per Grant's recommendation, so therefore we didn't get photos on the rides.
I thought with your card, it automatically goes.
you have to have a magic band in order for the ride photos to link to the automatic ones, really? I guess. So they have some where you can tap your card when you exit. Yeah. You can tap your card and get the picture, but some of the rides are automatic, so you have to have a magic band for them to link to your magic band.
Oh.
I thought I got photos without a magic band.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people, we've taken several people who get their photos without their magic band.
Yeah, so that's it's not.
Well, the cast member told us something differently.
Yeah, the cast member said for Pirates and Mine Train, those two rides, you need to have a magic band for it to automatically sync. Otherwise, you need to go to Liberty Square. And you need to, like, tell them what time you rode the ride, and then they scroll through ride photos to find your photo.
Good Lord.
This is absolutely ridiculous. That's gonna be the world's
most boring job.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a very tedious job. But this is so complicated.
That is one thing we did learn. This park is complicated for no reason.
No reason at all. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So that's the thing. Just FYI, people, like, if you really want ride photos and you want to access them easily, get a magic band, basically. But yeah, so we unfortunately did not go and get the Pirates photo. I wish we had, because it probably would have been the funniest thing, but we missed out on that. But the queue was cool, though. The queue was great for Pirates.
The queue is awesome. It is definitely better than ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'll give them that. Just go through the queue and exit before you get on the ride.
So we haven't really said, what is your actual takeaway now that you wrote it? Like, what is it you don't like about it?
It's just missing so much. And then the talking skull is like this weird, like, miniature golf neon version of ours that takes a random picture at a weird angle, and it ends before it, like, begins. It's just, yeah, I don't know. It's just missing so much. It's a bummer.
So basically, if you're a Pirates fan and you have never been on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at any other park, you will probably like Disney World.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, probably.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yep. I'll say that. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a similar experience. I had the experience that you guys had without knowing, because you know, I grew up at going to Disneyland, and my first time riding Pirates and Magic Kingdom was in 2009, and I was like, oh, like, I can't wait to relive the adventures of my youth. And I was so angry when I got off the ride. And I was trying to save that anger from you guys, but and everyone else is like, this is awesome. I'm like, what?
No, it's not. You don't even know.
No. All right. Enough Pirates. Just sad. Rage. All right. So what do you guys do after that?
Go back to Disneyland. I was like, oh, I'm so glad I live in California.
Well, what's interesting enough is that you earlier today said that you went to Disneyland to cleanse your palate.
So it was funny. As soon as we walked into Main Street, It was like some bizarre old Twilight.
Yeah, it feels like a weird dream, right?
Disneyland.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I told Melissa, I was like, you know what it's like? Have you ever had a dream that you're going to Disneyland? Like, you dream about being at Disneyland, but then you wake up for your dream and you're like, why did I dream it that way? That's not how it is. Like, that was a weird version of it. That's exactly how Disney World was, like Magic Kingdom. I was like, this isn't right. This isn't how this works.
Well, I think
that makes sense, actually.
I'll elaborate on that. I feel like when you go to Disneyland a lot and then you go into Magic Kingdom, Disneyland feels very cozy, and this feels like you're in a compound. Like, it's like like, it's just so massive, it doesn't feel cozy at all. And so it does have that dreamlike state where where like this is familiar, but it's not familiar, and it's making me uncomfortable. especially Main Street to the Castle. After there, it's you know, it's, I don't really have that feeling, but it was particularly around there. You're like, what is going on? So
it was funny. I don't know if we're jumping the gun here, but my favorite analogy that Tanisha made is that, let's say you take a picture of Disneyland, you blow it up, from far away it looks like Disneyland, but close up it's pixelated and blurry, it's missing the detail, the charm.
Wow.
It's, I don't know.
Wow.
Put Magic Kingdom on blast.
Okay. Right?
I don't have that feeling when I go to Disney World, and I'm guessing that Grant doesn't either. Although, I mean, I can't.
Grant's California native, so he experienced it himself.
I was gonna say, if you want to get a really strange vibe, go to one of the Asian Disney parks. Because then it's like super fever dreamy, where it's like you're like, this is so much like what I'm used to. But yet it's so totally different, and yet nobody's speaking the language. What's going on?
Yeah, Paris was like a weird dream. Like, you know, you're walking through it, you're like, this looks familiar, but I don't understand anything that's happening.
Yeah.
What's going on? Well, and it's just like, I think...
though.
What, go ahead.
It was just like, walking into Main Street, like... I don't know. Like, I was like, I walked in and I was like, I don't smell popcorn and churros. This is weird. And then.
Oh, yeah, the lack of churro smells. That was.
Yeah, I was
so
like,
weird.
Smells? Yeah, it was. And then the trash cans are all brown. I have issues with the trash cans. I was like, what is wrong with these trash cans? Why are they not themed? This is unacceptable.
Wait, there's no themed trash cans in Magic Kingdom?
No, because apparently they switched some, like, it's like a computer automated system where they, like, the trash cans get scanned when they're emptied or something, was what the cast members were telling us. So, therefore, they switched from having, like, the cute themed trash cans like we have at Disneyland, and they now just have these plain, ugly, brown trash cans.
I like that you were so upset about trash cans that you consulted a cast member.
We were very loud in our opinions, so cast members would, you know, talk to us.
That's dedication, though. That is dedication to the cause and dedication to this podcast. You were so on the ball that you talked to cast members about trash cans.
Yeah.
We spare no detail here at Creepy Kingdom.
Heck yeah.
Moving on from how we get rid of garbage. what other attractions did you experience in the Magic Kingdom?
We did Jungle Cruise. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Theirs was definitely pretty awesome. And then we also did the Enchanted Tales with Belle.
What'd you guys think of that magic happening before your eyes?
It was so magical in the beginning, and then after that, I was like, all these children.
After this trip, I just did not want to go anywhere with crowds anymore, especially with kids.
Oh, gosh.
Well, how was it crowded when you guys were there?
Not really, but, I mean, 6 days of just theme parks in a row gets you.
Parking in a row, yeah. It's true. Plus, I think it was just, there was a lot more families there. And I think Disneyland has moved to like a lot. Yeah. So I was just not used to like all the double wide strollers were driving me insane. I was just like, what is up with all these double wide strollers? Like, get them out of my way. The vibe, you guys were right. The vibe is totally different. Like, it's much more like families having meltdowns. And people speaking different languages. I'm like, what's going on? And nobody knows how to. I'm so used to pass holders that like know how everything works and know where they're going. And to be in a place where like everybody had no idea what was going on and couldn't figure it out, I was like, okay, guys, we need to get it together. Like, what's happening?
Including you guys. You were part of the people that had no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
So I take it you guys went on Haunted Mansion.
Of course we did.
How many times did you guys go to Haunted Mansion?
One.
Unfortunately, only one time.
Wow. Is there anything that you guys did more than once?
No.
Not until we got to Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
And well, we did People Mover twice.
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, because we don't have that. So that was one thing we were like, let's do it again. But yeah.
How many times did you do the Carousel of Progress?
Once.
Just once, yeah.
I think that was a trick question.
Once was enough.
But it was cool though.
So what'd you guys think of you guys, were you guys wowed by the Carousel of Progress? Was it awesome?
It was so progressively 80s.
Yes.
So progressively 80s.
We sat in the front row, right?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so seeing those animatronics up close was an experience.
I bet. Did you guys stay awake through the whole performance?
Our friend passed out.
Poor cat.
Oh, yeah. Our poor friend, got food poisoning at Be Our Guest.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
He was down for the count.
Let's talk about Be Our Guest, because I...
Was the gray stuff not delicious?
Did I get the gray stuff? I did get the gray stuff. Yeah, it was good. I think I like Disneyland's a little bit better, but it was good still.
Yeah, I noticed that you guys seem to have a not favorable opinion of Be Our Guest from the Instagram stories.
No, the food was not. And we went during lunch, so I don't know. The menu's probably different than dinner or something, but the food was meh at best.
Really?
Overpriced for basic food.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what Florida's theme parks are in a nutshell, though, is a lot of the food is much more, I've noticed it's more expensive in Florida than it is in California in general.
I would bet that a lot of that is, like you were saying, about there aren't a lot of pass holders.
Yeah.
So these are people taking their once a year vacations. You know, they're going to eat at the park. You can basically charge whatever you want because they want that experience. Whereas here, if it's not a little more reasonable, people will leave.
They're like, let's just go to Taco Bell.
Right. And there is no Taco Bell or anything near the parks. So you can basically charge whatever you want because people are going to eat there.
It's just outside the gates. It's worth it.
Other than the McDonald's hanging out over by Animal Kingdom.
that little McDonald's right next to the All-Star Resort. did you guys get to eat in the West Wing?
No. Yeah, it was crowded. So we ended up sitting. We ended up sitting in the I don't even know what to call it. It was they had the West Wing. They had
the main ballroom where you see the snow outside, and then they had the other room. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, that other room.
We were in the bonus room basically.
That room sucks.
It does suck.
Why couldn't they make it the library?
The library would have been awesome.
What missed opportunity.
Yeah, they're just phoning it in there. I honestly don't even think that room is from the movie. The third room.
No,
No,
they might as well have just made it the bathroom, and with a talking toilet character,
where you could flush your food down.
Because
and
it's
he
so
can
bad.
Talk to you, and he could be the servant that got the worst job, and the worst piece of furniture.
He's the toilet.
Oh, no.
No.
He led a life of sin.
Unfortunately, guys, he wouldn't be a toilet, he'd be a chamber pot.
Oh gosh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they cut his song out of the movie.
No.
I think that's enough.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. It's brown.
That's enough toilet humor for this episode. All right, so but I don't know. I went to Be Our Guest once. It wasn't recently. And I went there for lunch and I ate in the West Wing and I thought I was okay with the food. I wasn't blown away by it, but I've heard the dinner is better. Grant, can you speak on this? Is dinner better?
Yeah,
than lunch?
the dinner is way better, but I think it's gone down to like a prefix a meal where you choose your entree. And since they've done that for dinner, I found that the food has been pretty good. I kind of like the older menu a little bit more. They've streamlined it more since you were there.
That's how I felt about Cinderella's Royal Table. The first, I don't know, 20 times I went there, it wasn't character dining. It was a really nice menu. And then we went back and it was character dining. It was like a prefix menu. And I was like, eh.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Did you guys have reservations for beer, I guess?
Yeah, we did.
How many days ahead did we get that? Like, was it 60 days or 30?
No, it was longer than that because that was the first thing we booked was the Be Our Guest. I want to say.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
I think it was 90 days out that we booked that.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So if you like, yeah, recommendation, what everybody else has said, if you really need to eat there, reserve for sure. But don't expect amazing food.
You're paying for the ambiance.
Yeah, it's definitely more about the experience.
Yeah,
food.
I mean, I only want to eat in there if I'm eating in the West Wing. Like, I would actually wait. I mean, I'm maybe my other people in my party might not be happy about that, but but I want to eat in the spooky room.
I'll wait with you, James.
Thank you. All right, so you rode, you know, Haunted Mansion. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
So what do you think compared to the Disneyland experience?
Well, for sure, the facade is completely different. So I like the individual, quote unquote, haunted mansions from around all the parks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to rate it on the facade on the outside. But the inside is, I want to say it's a little bit more magical than ours because of that extra part in the beginning.
Yeah.
And because of that room that M.C. Escher.
The library.
Yeah, with the stairs.
Oh, yeah. The library, so cool. Too. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Got Roxy?
Nah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, on paper, Magic Kingdom's Haunted Mansion has way more things, and it should be better. And it's awesome, obviously. I love it. But I don't know. I just still can't get over Disneyland's. Maybe it's just the first one that you experience is the definitive experience.
James and I totally disagree because I like Disney World's better.
Yeah.
Ride wise, like if we're just looking at just the ride portion, I like Disney World's better. But like I like our facade better because I like the New Orleans style. And I also like our queuing, or not queuing, but like
the ride loading.
The ride loading. Our ride loading is much better. Theirs was way too bright.
I was like,
no, I want my dark haunted mansion. Like, what? The bright lights are taking me out of it a little bit. And then I like our ghosts following you home better because theirs are kind of cartoony and goofy, and I like our old like Pepper's Ghost effect ones better.
Yeah, I would say, Roxy, I don't think you've experienced the animated Hitchhiking Ghost.
No, I don't think so.
It might alter your opinion. It's kind of polarizing.
But I will agree. I do like Disneyland's outside better because I love the New Orleans like Plantation House look. I do like that better, but their queue is better. Like their, you know. I like theirs better. But I really feel like I should go on every single one before I make a definitive decision.
Well, I'm just saying, we're just comparing the two for now, not what's the best one in the world.
Okay, well, I still think that I should do that before I can make this decision. So get on that, James.
Sure.
Hong Kong.
Yeah, I think Grant is the only one here that's been on every one. And, I've heard Mystic Manners takes the cake, so we'll see.
Yep.
Okay, cool. I don't know if there's much else to say more about Haunted Mansion, I guess. I mean, you could probably do a whole episode on comparing the two, but
So is there anything what was the top thing that you guys felt that you did in Magic Kingdom? Like what was the one thing that you were like, we don't have this and this is super cool?
People mover.
That's a Disney nerd answer. The people mover.
The people mover. Because, I mean, most of them, okay, I already warned you we were going to say bootleg a lot. Most of the rides were bootleg versions of Disneyland. Like, Space Mountain was a bootleg.
I told you not to ride that.
Yeah, we did.
We needed to know.
Over there, but we needed to know. And what else? I'm trying to think.
I mean, there's not that many rides there compared to Disneyland, too. What'd you say?
Yeah, I was gonna say some of the bootleg versions of the Disneyland rides were in other parks, which we'll get to. But yeah.
Splash Mountain, like, you get to that, or was that closed?
We didn't want to get wet.
Maybe that's a totally different type of experience on that one.
In fact, that's one of the few cases where Walt Disney World's is better, because the animatronics were built for the ride instead of reused animatronics that are in Disneyland's.
Oh, yeah.
And it's this Disneyland Space Mountain seating, which is a little more enjoyable than the flume seating.
Did you get to the Hall of Presidents at all?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Okay. That's a totally different experience than when you have a Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you get to see the little Muppet show in Liberty Square?
No, I really wanted to, though.
I know. We didn't time it right, like, when we were in that area.
So you didn't see the Festival of Fantasy Parade either, I'm assuming?
No, we saw the, is it Festival of Fantasy? It's like some, like, Mickey's birthday celebration.
Yeah, it was the Mickey parade.
That is not, I don't know what that parade is.
It used to be called Move It, Shake It.
Wait. Oh, it's their version of
Soundsational.
Yeah.
No. This is a thing where they bring out presents and there's characters dancing on the presents.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then they park like in front of the castle, and they have like a little dance party in front of the castle, and you can dance with the characters.
Hmm.
It's not much of anything.
It was really short, but it was cute.
Yeah. Well, if you saw Festival of Fantasy Parade, that is the one with the huge, Maleficent, fire-breathing dragon float. That's what I was asking.
I think that debuted after we left.
Yeah, she just came back.
Okay, I knew that. I know they brought it back after she caught on fire last year. But that whole parade is pretty awesome, actually. It's I'm not super into watching parades. There's only a few parades I actually like to watch, and I love that whole parade. I think it's really, really awesome. But it's even better with a fire-breathing dragon. But the real reason I asked is that I watched the parade and the Muppet Show from the same location last time. I just kind of set up shop in Liberty Square. And that's... So next time, just watch both those things in the same spot. Yep. All right. So, I mean, that pretty much is Magic Kingdom, right? I mean...
I think, right?
You didn't do Buzz Lightyear or anything, right?
Yeah, we did the fireworks. No, the fireworks were amazing. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah, the projections on the castle were amazing. They were so
cool. Yeah.
Oh, did you try the cheeseburger egg roll per my request?
No. Where was that again, though?
Per your request.
Adventureland. It's over...
Florida Pirates
of the Caribbean.
Oh, that's right. You told us about it last time. Yeah, I've been wanting to try that ever since you mentioned it, Craig.
And the one for this month is a buffalo chicken one, which I had 4 days ago, and it was okay.
That's off the press.
What fireworks show is it?
It's a new show. It's a new show that premiered about a year ago. What's it called, Grant? I'm drawing a blank. Happily ever
My
after.
Wife is saying happily ever after.
Okay, I got it right. Happily ever after. Wishes is done.
Yeah.
They put a fork in Wishes.
Rude.
No Monsters Inc. left floor?
No.
We did rope drop and we shut the park down and we still didn't do like all of the things. But
wow.
I don't know.
Well, are we ready to move on to our next park?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where'd you go? Day two.
Hollywood Studios.
All right.
Woo! So after those 2 hours, what did you do after that?
You guys are so mean to Hollywood Studios.
I want to spend the next at least an hour hearing your in-depth review of the Little Mermaid show.
Oh, no. Please don't make me relive it.
We have to talk about it because you guys brought it up earlier, and you said it on the Instagram stories. What smell? I do not remember any smell in that ride or in that show. What smell?
So it's like, okay, so you know how they have water effects in the show?
Mm-hmm.
They have carpet and fabric seats. And when we walked in, it was the mustiest, moldiest smell. And I was like, I feel like they're violating health codes in here. Like, I'm breathing something and I shouldn't.
Florida doesn't have health codes.
Apparently not.
BO mixed in. BO, like, mixture happening in the theater. I was like, this is. And I was like, and we're stuck in here for the next 20 minutes. Okay, we're doing it. Okay. Yeah, it was not great. It was terrible.
All right. Well, apparently they need to be sponsored by Arm & Hammer.
They really do.
Febreze.
Yeah, let's get some Febreze in there.
I saw the show once in 2009, and that was enough for a lifetime for me. I don't know. I assume, and as far as I know, it has never changed since it opened 2 years after the park opened. It's been the same.
It was supposed to be like a temporary that was only supposed to be there for a year, and it wound up staying.
And just the fact of that alone makes I'm like protesting. Yeah, I mean, for a while it was the only Little Mermaid thing in the parks before they opened up, you know, the dark ride.
Mm-hmm.
But now the dark ride's there, so I guess they can't close it because, as Grant keeps saying, there's not too much to do there. But I don't know.
Star Wars, they can close it.
Probably not. I mean, it was still packed, right? People still go to it, like, all the time.
People go there because they have nowhere else to go.
That's why we went in there.
Yeah, literally. We're like, we have nothing else to do. Let's just go watch it.
All right. Whatever. Anyways, so what did you do that was fun in Hollywood Studios?
Well, I personally fell in love with Toy Story Land. It was so adorable. Like, a round of applause for all those Imagineers.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
Great.
Yeah, it is remarkable. And it's definitely the next step up from Bugs Land, I guess, in the you're a tiny little thing and big things are around you. theme park land. and you guys did Slinky Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
now you both did Slinky Dog, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though Tanisha, you don't like roller coasters.
I'm just not a big thrill rider. So as long as there's not too many drops and it doesn't go upside down, I'm usually okay with like fast and twisty turny, but drops and inversions are a hard no for me.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So what did you think of it?
It was a lot of fun. I thought it was, I mean, it was a little more intense than I expected. So I was like low key panicking on the ride. Melissa can attest to it.
Screaming in my ear.
Oh dear God.
I felt the same way. When I thought the ride was a lot more thrilling than I thought it was going to be while I was riding it.
Look at this cute little kitty roller coaster. I was like, this is totally my speed. I can totally handle this. And then I got on it and I was like, I don't know if I can handle it. But I was already on it at that point, so I had to finish
the
ride.
So on the thrill level, I think it's a little more thrilling than Seven Dwarfs Mine coaster. What do you guys think?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. Definitely. And you guys skip the alien saucer ride?
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like that wasn't worth waiting an hour or whatever it was for. Mm-hmm. I was like, nah, we have Junkyard Jamboree or whatever that was like the same ride system. So I was like, I'm good. Yeah.
All right, so let's hear about Tower of Terror.
The queue was good. Wow, she was really? Great, yeah. I really? Wanted you to start off with
my Q review. That was the running joke. I was like, this is a great Q, and that's been my Q review minute.
So Tanisha did not go on Tower of Terror. She did you actually go through the queue and then leave, like, for real?
Yeah, I took the chicken elevator, which was cool. I still got to go down on a creepy elevator with a cast member in a little uniform. So I was like, oh, I still get an experience.
It's like with Mission Space. It's she went on the orange one, and Melissa went on the red one.
Oh, okay. The orange one is just a regular elevator.
That's exactly it.
Which for me, I hate elevators, like real elevators. So that's actually more scary for me. So Melissa, what is your thought now that you've got to experience the real, full, fleshed out Tower of Terror experience?
So. For sure that, what is it called? The fifth dimension?
The fifth dimension, yes.
That was very interesting. That was so fun. I was expecting that, but wasn't at the same time. So it was fun. For sure, this Tower of Terror was better than DCA's.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would argue that. No. And also this one has, I think it's 12 different ride profiles.
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know if I want to ruffle feathers, but even after doing this tower mm-hmm. and comparing it to DCA's Guardians now, I kind of prefer Guardians.
Prefer Guardians over that Tower of Terror. Interesting.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
I agree, actually. I think that when they put the tower in DCA, they really did it a disservice, and that they knew that. So when they redid it as Guardians, they tried really hard to make it a better ride.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. It's just fun. I feel Guardians has a lot more drops than Tower of Terror.
Well, like I was saying, that they have 12 different ride profiles, so there's mm-hmm. 12 different things that could happen when you go on it. So so it's all – but the DCA's old tower was the same profile every time, so you can mm-hmm. you can anticipate what was going to happen. There's another podcast too. We can is Guardians better than Florida's tower? I don't know. you still get the dropping sensation, but I just I got to stay with the dark side myself and just Guardians.
We know
fun.
James.
Guardians is fun. I love the franchise. I love the ride. I just rode it last week. and I'm like, yeah, it's fun. Good times. But I still don't know why there's brains in the queue of Mission Breakout. If anyone could ever answer that one. I'm still trying to.
Oh, I know. Food.
Huh?
It's food, yeah.
It's food. Because the collector keeps so many different types of thing. He has to feed them all, and it's that all of that stuff is food for different creatures.
Oh, mm-hmm. But so he's feeding brains.
Yeah.
To people, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, only
some monsters have special dietary needs.
I thought brains was a delicacy. I don't know. I don't, only the best for for the collectors.
I don't know. Humans are not the only species out there that it can have dietary needs. Okay, I can't eat lamb. Maybe somebody needs to eat brain. You don't know. Don't judge.
And then some people eat lamb brains.
There we go.
Either way, very interesting choice for the Mission Breakout queue. All right. Anyways, what else you guys do at Hollywood Studios?
That one Aerosmith ride. I don't know what it's called.
Rock and Roller Coaster.
That was great.
On that one.
Wait, Tanisha, you went on the ride?
No, but I embarrassed myself because I did not go on the ride because.
Wait, is this the story? Like the.
This is my embarrassing story.
Oh, well, please.
One of her stories.
one of my stories. So, okay. So they got on the ride, right? And of course I took the chicken exit. I went through the queue with them, and in my queue review, it was a cool queue. So they got on the ride, and I was like, I'm going to go through the exit. And they're like, okay. And they pointed me to a hallway. So it was like this long, curved, like white blank hallway with like no cast members around. Like it was like empty ghost town, like kind of creepy. Like I felt like I was in a weird dream. And as I was walking through, I realized there was a test seat car from Rock and Roller Coaster in the chicken exit hallway. And I was like, oh, well, since I didn't get to go on the ride, wouldn't this be fun for me to take a photo in the little ride seat tester? So I took a photo and I took my ears off in order to pull the thing over my head. And so I got out of the ride car, left at the end of the hallway, like let me out where the exit was. So like I basically caught the girls right as they were getting off of the roller coaster. And then we went completely across the park for our dining reservation, which I'm sure we'll talk about. And I realized I left my ears in the tester car. So I ran all the way back across the park and went to the exit of the ride and flagged down a cast member. And I was like, excuse me, I left my Star Wars ears here. Has anybody picked them up? And they're like, oh, no, we do a sweep of every roller coaster car. We haven't found any ears. And I was like, well, I didn't leave them on the roller coaster. And he's like, well, where did you leave them? And I was like, I left them in the chicken exit. And he was like, how did you leave your ears in the chicken exit? So I was like, I sat in the tester car and I left them in there. And he laughed at me. And he said, just go get your ears. And I was like, thank you. I was mortified. I was like, I'm probably the only idiot that's ever like been like, ho, let me sit in the tester seat because I'm too chicken to go on this ride.
That is not where I thought that story was going to go.
I thought that you locked yourself in the ride vehicle by yourself.
That would have been great.
Steven Tyler to have been in the chicken exit, like with a disapproving like head nod at you.
Why don't you go on the ride?
Thank goodness, no.
It translated, they said, why didn't you go on the ride? Dabba 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 dabba. All right, well, you know, there's worse things you could have done there. But
yes, I didn't get stuck, thank goodness. But yeah, retrieving my ears was embarrassing.
Did you guys do Muppet Vision 3D?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
That was cute. I was like, it brought back memories from when it was at DCA. I was like, oh yeah, I remember this show. This is cute.
Mm-hmm. Keeping the dream alive.
Keeping the Muppets going.
And Indiana Jones stunt show. I don't know if you do that.
Oh yeah, that one was cool. That was a really cool show, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me you didn't go on Star Tours.
No, thank God we didn't.
James, I don't know what you were talking about.
So you guys did go on. You did go on Star Tours.
No, we we didn't. We just watched the March of the First Order 50,000 times.
Oh yeah,
that's, I was like, that's pretty sweet.
They're still marching. Why are they marching again?
They're just making sure people know who's running the show around there. That's all. Captain Plasma is no joke, man.
She just loves to march.
Yep.
She loves
and blinding people with her armor.
And then they go up on the stage and then they shoot the things off. I could watch that all day myself, actually. I'll be honest.
Because they play it all day.
I'm a big fan of that. After we recorded the show, I'm like, oh, I didn't tell you guys to watch that. But then I saw that you on the things that on the Instagram that you did watch it. So, all right. So I mean, there's nothing else there, right? I mean,
Fantasmic.
Oh, you guys did go to Fantasmic. Yeah.
Oh, it was terrible.
Another thing I told you not to do that you did? Okay.
We needed to know, James.
I needed to know. what was so bad about it. On top of the fact that we ended up sitting in the midst of this really annoying group of like middle school kids that were on a field trip from Brazil that were like playing with me and Melissa's hair and kept like tapping on our shoulders.
Wow. That's annoying.
Yeah. I had to turn around and like say something to them, but then it was like, it was useless because they didn't speak English. So I was just like, you're getting none of my attitude right now.
Oh, I think they got your attitude. They might not know what you were saying. I think they got your attitude.
I hope so. Stop after I like turned around and said something, but so that, and then the show itself, I was like, okay, Pocahontas, I see you. I appreciate you. And then the bubbles, the 2-minute long segment of bubbles.
That lasted forever.
I was like, what is this?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we came up with this show 25, 30 years ago. I don't know how long it's been. And they're like, yeah, this is it. We're good. Just keep cranking this out night after night.
We're solid. Yeah, I mean, the stadium was packed for sure. Like, they have, like, the huge stadium seating, and literally, I think the whole park was there for the show. So they fill the seats still. But I just kind of felt like I needed to make a PSA of, like, you guys, please go to Disneyland.
Well, I mean, we have Murphy. Like, there's nothing that they, like, they don't even compare.
I know. Yeah, it's so true. So true.
I almost kind of wish that they would have just closed Hollywood Studios for 2 or 3 years while they were doing all these changes, just so it would feel like a good park and maybe do things like update Fantasmic, because you kind of see how that park, it kind of just doesn't feel like a full day or even a half day experience, really.
Around what time did we finish everything, Tanisha? It was like...
We finished everything by like 2, but we really wanted to see Fantasmic. and we wanted to see the Star Wars fireworks show. And so we kind of, and here's our other thing about Disney World was the transportation and getting from place to place was like such a hassle that we ended up deciding we were going to leave and go to resorts and come back. And we decided it was so much of a hassle to just not leave the park and just stay at Hollywood Studios. So that's when we were just doing all of the shows and like sitting and people watching and killing time until the evening shows happened.
But there's a water taxi right outside of Hollywood Studios that takes you to the boardwalk. I told you guys to go to that. It's right there. It's the least hassle. It's way less hassle than the buses.
You get on the boat, you take it over, you can do the boardwalk, you can do Yacht and Beach Club, and you can literally take it to Epcot. You could do half your day at MG or Hollywood, go to Epcot, and then go back for Fantasmic.
I didn't know about we knew about the water taxis, but I didn't know because that's the other thing is the app don't tell you where the transportation goes. So it shows you like, oh, this is where you catch the water taxi. But I was like, great.
Where does it go?
Take me. Like I'm going to go get on the water taxi with no idea of where I'm going. I don't know.
Oh, who cares? It's a water taxi. Yeah. So, it's certainly a lot better than sitting there watching the Little Mermaid show, isn't it?
Now they know.
No. Did you watch the Playhouse Disney show? Because I guess that's the thing to do there.
Is that the same thing they have in DCA?
Yeah, when they have at DCA, the Disney Junior Playhouse or whatever. No, we didn't get to that one. We just kind of like people watch, but we did. Oh, we went to Sci-Fi Dine-In, and that was amazing.
Yay! Okay. It was so
that was so adorable, so great.
The food was better.
Yeah, the food was better. Upgrade from Be Our Guest. That was a really cool experience.
Yeah, you guys got a car, so you got a
yeah,
little car.
We got to watch plenty of cool, like old school sci-fi and horror trailers and stuff. That was so cool.
Yeah, they got to see trailer for one of my favorite movies, Planet 9 from Outer Space.
Yeah.
I was actually trying to capture it, but like my phone was bugging out. And like tag you in it, James.
Oh, well, it's the thought that counts. I appreciate the thought, the attempt. And that's pretty much Hollywood Studios, right? I mean, besides the show, the Star Wars, what's it called? I don't know what it's called. The Star Wars Fireworks Spectacular.
Yeah, that was really
cool.
Frozen
sing along.
Oh yeah, you guys skipped that. The Frozen sing
along. Oh, we skipped that.
Okay. is that really still there? I don't even remember that.
Yeah, it's still there.
Just walk by.
We're just like,
it's in the American Idol place, right, Grant?
Yeah.
Yeah, where American Idol used to be.
See, I am positive that I could find enough stuff that would make me happy in Hollywood Studios to last me all day. And I don't even like Star Wars.
Yeah, but Roxy, we've established that you don't wake up until like 2 p.m., so by the time you would get there, you know, they'd only be open for another 4 hours, so you could probably figure out the rest of your day.
You are not wrong. I mean, you are not wrong. I do not like to, I don't like to leave the hotel room before 11 o'clock. So that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, it's not a full day. But to your point, Roxy, which I want to bring up and hear their thoughts, I love the old Hollywood sections of the park. They recently cut the Citizens of Hollywood. Are they back, Grant? Do you know? Or is that...
They are there, but they're just not in full force like they used to be. Like,
are they the drunk ladies?
Yeah. No, those are just
these two old drunk ladies in a car riding around.
Those were guests.
That was me and Melissa. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're still there, but it's not as many of them out there.
I mean, they have a few of those characters in Buena Vista Street in DCA that are similar. Mm-hmm. But I love the old Hollywood look, and I'm glad they're not getting rid of that, at least, because it's really, I could hang out in that area for a while, too. I appreciate it. And I like did you guys find the secret Roger Rabbit references in that area?
I saw his, line thing in one of the walls. I'm trying to remember where.
Yeah, that's one. Is Eddie Vedder's office. I mean, there was supposed to be a whole Roger Rabbit land built in this park, and two other attractions, including the one that's in Disneyland, were supposed to be in there, and it was all scrapped because of the financial failure of Euro Disneyland. And I'm very sore. I'm very bitter about it because if that stuff was built, it would still be there, obviously, because
they don't get rid of anything.
Yeah. So I would be very happy to still have a Roger Rabbit land because.
No, they would just turn it into like Star Wars or something.
Star Wars Rabbit Land.
Star Wars.
Well, yeah, because we were supposed to get the Runaway Baby Bubby, Baby Buggy.
There's a Buggy Buggy ride, and then a Toontown trolley, which is supposed to be like Star Tours ride through Toontown. And then, of course, the ride that is at Disneyland was going to be there. And then just the whole land themed around Roger Rabbit. And they scrapped it. And so, but there's a few subtle references left to the park that Roger built.
Almost built.
Almost. Well, he didn't get the land, but I'm just saying when the park opened, Roger Rabbit came out. So they just put all this Roger Rabbit stuff throughout the, you know, the whole thing.
Oh, gotcha.
And
I mean, a year from now, though, the park is not going to feel nearly as empty with the Mickey and Minnie ride.
Yeah, that should be opening soon. Opens in June or May, I think.
I heard rumor that they're trying to get it for May, but I'm hearing realistically September or October.
And then
allegedly, like they're saying Star Wars is supposed to open up here like in November. But I'll be surprised if it opens sometime this year. You know, just there's too many working, there's too many components to it.
Well, we'll see. Either way, I'm still with Roxy on loving Hollywood Studios, even though it's not a full days of activities there, but there's just things there that I love, and I always have to make sure it's part of my trip to Walt Disney World. All right, so let's move on to our next park, Epcot, right?
Animal Kingdom.
Oh, my bad. Animal Kingdom.
Hands down, best Disney World park to me.
Like, really?
That was my favorite. Absolute favorite.
Same here.
So let's hear about how right Grant is compared to James about Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Oh, we're going to go right to that?
We got to give people what they want, James. And that's to know that I'm right.
Wait,
you know, after we did the safari, that is the first thing we said. Grant was right.
But to compare to James, though, I think it was also, so a lot of things I was reading about the safari park, the safari attraction, was that it's best to do after rain because the animals all come out. And it rained that morning. So we literally, it was the first thing we did. And sure enough, like the rain drove all the animals out. So like everything was on full display. And a lot of people kept, and even our driver was like, oh, like that animal never comes out. And like a cheetah came out and they were like, the cheetah never comes out. And I'm just like, oh, wow. Okay. I guess we just like got like the best version of the safari tour.
Wow. I mean, go ahead, Grant.
That makes me so happy to hear.
Yeah, it's just for me. I don't know. They just, I barely see any animals on it. And
go after rain.
I feel like
how?
I've gone.
They come right up to you.
I don't know, man. They just, and also I do miss the storyline they used to have on the ride that you were hunting poachers, and now there's nothing like that right now, right?
No, just in the video, like before you get on the ride, they have like the spiel talking about how there are poachers in the area. And there are some signs saying beware poachers, but then they just kind of leave the rest of it alone.
Oh yeah, I did notice that. And I guess our tour guide really didn't say anything. We just saw animals.
Yeah.
Though there used to be like a whole thing where like you were looking for poachers, and then there was also like a dead animal, like animatronic or something, that used to be on the ride. that the poachers are killed. That was like,
it's terrible.
Yeah, it was like a whole thing. Yeah, it was like...
You were trying to rescue a baby elephant animatronic named Little Red, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, it sounds about right. But I guess if you just want to look at animals, that's fine. Well, I mean, you guys had a full day in the park. And I really spent a full day at Animal Kingdom. Sorry, Danielle.
We were texting her that day. And then we did see her briefly that day. And we said, yes, the safari was so fun.
It was great. Yeah.
This whole park is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure she appreciated that. I know she has a little, she takes a lot of pride in being a part of the Animal Kingdom team. And if you guys don't know, listening, who Danielle is, listen back. In fact, we even brought Danielle on the show before. And so, yeah, I get it. You know, it's the park's key attraction. You guys had a great time. You saw animals. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Now let's get to the nitty gritty.
Rivers of Light.
Rivers of Light, yeah.
No, we skip that.
All right. So I believe before we went, I told you there's two things you got to do there. You guys did them. I want to know what you think of them.
Yes.
First being Expedition Everest.
Everest. We did three times.
That's awesome.
Wait. I was so proud of Tanisha. Wait, so proud.
Tanisha, you went on Everest?
Yes, three times.
Girl!
I know. I was shocked at my... Each time I kept getting on it, I was like, why am I doing this to myself? But here I go again. And then Melissa talked me into, like, let's write it in the back this time. And I was like, okay, how much worse could it be? And it was so much worse in the back. It was a fun terrified, but I was terrified.
So obviously you guys liked it. It went on three times. It's probably the only attraction you went on three times the whole trip, right? You guys just single rider?
No, it was just short wait. It was never more than a 30-minute wait all day.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
And it was a 20-minute wait. The first time we did it was like 15 minutes. The second time we did it was 20 minutes. And then the last time we did it was the longest at like 35-minute wait.
Oh,
so
mm-hmm. you didn't have Fast Pass for it?
We did the first time around.
The first one, yeah.
And you had to wait 20 minutes with a Fast Pass?
No. The wait time for standby was 15 minutes.
Gotcha.
Fast Pass, and we basically walked on. And then the second time we waited was 20. It was only a 20-minute wait for standby.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would be remiss if I had to tell one of my favorite trips to Everest. It was a trip to Walt Disney World. I was leaving in the morning. I hadn't gone to Animal Kingdom the whole trip, and I couldn't not go on Everest. And I was doing something that made me so I could be late. Like, I couldn't get there till almost the park was closing. So literally the park was open for 5 more minutes when I got to the gate.
The cast member did not think he was funny.
No, the cast member's like, hey, we're closing in 5 minutes. And I was like, Everest, last day. I just spoke in caveman grunts. And he's like, go. And I power walked.
Like a Willy Wonka run.
Yep, I power walked there.
Go home, Charlie. Go to Everest, James. Hurry.
And I was like, it was so satisfying making it, you know, by the wire there, because that is not, that's a big park to get from the gate. I got to the gate to the ride in 5 minutes power walking.
Oh my gosh.
It was more of a light trot.
It was like that scene in a movie where somebody's trying to get to the airport and get on the airplane because their lover is going to take a job in another country. And he wants to, like, he like cuts through the line. I'm doing this for love. I'm doing this for the Yeti. Go, yeah. James, go.
The Yeti is my long love. I can't let get away.
Let's go, Yeti. Yeti.
So guys,
he brought out a real life Banshee so he could jump on there.
That is my biggest question, though.
Yes.
That's my big. Okay. The Yeti on the ride is like what, like a grayish brown, correct?
Brown?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Brown? How come the merch has him as a white Yeti?
Is he really brown?
Yeah, he is brown.
Yeah.
Like, he's also in disco mode, so you can't really tell what he looks like.
Can somebody explain to me why
he looks like Merch is white? Not the guy.
Well, I wonder if they had to make the animatronic a certain color for the effect to go off. Right.
To be able to see him. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I mean,
Merch is white, is the white Yeti. So I was like, this isn't the Yeti that's on this ride.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if the merch is maybe made to, like, so you can sell it in California for Matterhorn, maybe.
Maybe, like,
but they don't. But they don't sell it in Disneyland. That would make sense if they did.
Yeah.
I think the merch I recall is very specific to Everest. I think it even says it on the stuff, on the shirts and stuff. I never noticed that before. Never noticed it. when it comes to Yetis, I don't see color. Okay, so.
Oh goodness.
I accept Yetis for who they are.
picks up Yeti merch for whatever Yeti is supposed to be.
All right. Everest was awesome, but there's a new king in town.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys
dinosaur.
Dinosaur is awesome. It's fun. What'd you guys think of dinosaur?
Tell him to
like Indiana Jones with, oh my gosh. It was like Indiana Jones meets like the 90s Jurassic Park ride. Oh, it was weird. I don't know how to explain it.
Well, I mean,
it was not our dino.
It is not awesome compared to Indiana Jones in Disneyland, but even though it's the same ride system, same track layout, I definitely prefer Indiana Jones. But I still think it's fun. I think mostly because most of the rides in pitch blackness, and so it's a lot of your imagination. You get to like kind of make it up.
It was very terrifying. It was scary. It was
fine, yeah. But I wish it left more to the imagination, because some of the dinos, the way they were lit, I could see like the machinery behind them. Operating them. And I was kind of like, this, I don't know.
There was some bad show on the dinosaur ride, unfortunately.
Hmm. Yeah.
But, meaning, like, especially like with the pterodactyls and stuff, you can only see like what they're hanging on to and stuff. It's like they're not even attempting. That needs a refurb really bad.
Yeah.
Poor dinosaurs.
I like it as is.
Nobody even knows who Aladar is anymore.
But the real question is, what did you guys think of the ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise in the queue? Since you're reviewing the queues.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that.
Ketchup or mustard splatters in the queue.
You didn't see it?
Oh, I didn't know it. I kind of was like looking for it, and I was like, I don't see, which part of the queue is it supposed to be in?
So when you're in the room, looks kind of like a museum, and there's like the big like skeleton of a dinosaur, like along the wall, it like like an awning is big splats of ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise.
I didn't see them. No. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they removed it then.
No, it's still there. It's still there.
Oh, so it's like, thank God.
or the 90s throw on the lady in the pre-show video.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're going to bring up Afros when we get to Epcot. Don't worry.
Hey, you leave that scientist alone.
Hey, she works hard for her money.
You better treat her right.
All right. Oh, yeah, you're right. Both people, both ladies with Afros in Disney are scientists.
Hey.
There you go.
Revolutionary.
That's something right there. All right. So you guys got to visit a faraway land called Pandora.
Yeah. That was awesome.
It was pretty great.
The food was really good there. I strongly recommend that whatever that... I forgot what the restaurant is called, but it's like you get your bowl and you put your base and you get your protein. Sahui
Canteen? What is it, Grant?
The Tui Canteen. It's phenomenal.
It really was.
I liked it.
It was good.
I wouldn't use those strong adjectives you guys are using.
Okay. For Disney food, it's phenomenal.
Okay, I'll give you that.
We had prior to that, James. Like, that blew our mind. Right.
Did you eat anywhere else in Animal Kingdom?
Did you guys go to Peace Safari?
Well, the thing was, we had a dinner reservation, so we didn't want to get full off.
Yeah, that's right.
All these things.
Where was your reservations for Yak and Yeti?
At the Animal Kingdom Resort, the Animal Kingdom Lodge, which was amazing.
Is this
Animal Kingdom Lodge? The Boma.
Boma. There's Chico. There's Boma. And, yeah.
Oh yeah, it was Boma. It was that was really good.
Boma's the bomb.
Yes.
Bomb. Yeah, we'd gone way too long without a Grant pun. Thanks for...
Right?
Okay, well, next time we've got to go to Yak and Yeti.
Yeah, Yak and Yeti is Indian food, right?
No, Yak and Yeti is it's like a mix. It's very much a like an eat. Oh, Grant is shaking his head at me. No, don't tell me
Indian
that.
Indian food.
That's really? What I thought.
Yes, absolutely.
They had all kinds of stuff.
Well, it's Disney. They're going to make everything. They're not. It's primarily Indian food, but they're not going to like, you know, like not have a hamburger and hot dog on there for your kid to eat, you know. Oh, and of course, any drink that you buy there is going to have the option to spend $4 more to get the souvenir glow cube in there.
Oh, well, yeah.
Worth it.
Because who doesn't need that? Also, I'm totally looking at Yak and Yeti's menu now. So y'all continue.
Okay, yeah, be sure to look up the Yak and Yeti in Florida, not the one in Denver. Although the one in Denver is really, really good.
Good to know from my trip to Denver. In the
right? I used to live in Denver.
Uncle traveling Krant over here.
Who just bought his ticket to go to Greece today.
Oh.
And then after that to Dubai to check out Warner Brothers World and all that good stuff.
I was like, what theme park awesome. In Greece?
No, but Greece is the word. It's the word.
I've heard. I got just you, Grant. Like, I got you.
You lost me there. I was like, what?
I got you.
No, we're
no
doing that
okay,
we're
look. Back. Look. Discover exciting pan-Asian cuisine at a quaint village home that's been transformed into a restaurant. It's a menu of sweet and sour chicken, ahi tuna nachos, pork pot stickers, and Kobe beef burgers. Tempura chicken. Yeah, okay.
They must have changed it since I went there 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, I thought it was Asian. And it's really good, and I've had like everything on the menu except for that burger. But their fried wontons and pineapple dessert is amazing.
Hmm.
Just see.
Well, next time, Yak and Yeti, guys.
Hey, I have done really good not talking about all the food.
Well,
Boma was amazing, too.
Well, before we get really to Boma, good. We didn't talk about what the best attraction in Walt Disney World currently is that you guys got to experience.
Kali River Rapids?
Yes.
It's the Dino Whirl, right?
Or that Primeval one? World.
Primeval yeah. World, yes.
or Dino Dumbo.
The Dino Dumbo. Gosh, yes.
All right, so we guys went on Flight of Passage in Pandora.
We did.
And so was I telling the truth? Was I telling that it was did I tell you that it was amazing, or was I lying?
It was an experience.
Experience.
It was an experience, very highly immersive.
Yeah.
Great. And in my stories, I wasn't like exaggerating when I said that, you know, this is the future of rides, I feel. And if we don't continue in that direction, what was the point of this ride?
Wow. I don't know what the point of the ride is, but I don't even know why they
technology wise
to get more money from you.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, I guess that was the point. No, technology wise, I mean, it's such I agree. It is such an awesome experience riding this attraction. And you know, did you feel the banshee breathing while he was resting?
Well, one of my banshee's lungs wasn't working, so.
Oh.
One of them.
It had pneumonia. Banshee pneumonia.
So what does that mean? That one wasn't working. One was.
Yeah, one was, and one wasn't.
Just one side of her banshee was breathing, and the other side was not breathing.
So it was like a lopsided breathing.
Yeah.
That's a weird.
Yeah.
So,
but it was cool.
Yeah. So you're saying you think this is the future of theme park attractions?
Immersive experiences are very. I feel like that is the future of theme parks.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
For sure. Like that, they need to continue in that field. Which,
yeah.
I mean, like from the previous of the Star Wars attractions. That they're going that direction, which is really great.
Yeah, I'm sure the Star Wars attractions are going to up the ante quite a bit, but there's just, yeah, the Flight of Passage thing, before I went on it, I was like, it sounds like it might be fun, but it's just indescribable. You know, it's just kind of like, you just got to experience it yourself. Like, there's really, I mean, it's a little bit like Soarin', I guess, but
that's it's like Soarin' 2.0.
Yeah, it's like the closest thing. But I love it.
I mean, it was like the smells, the sensations, the wind, the everything. Like, you, it felt like you were in it. It wasn't like, you didn't feel like you were riding a ride. You felt like you were just like in it. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
And to take some quotes from Tanisha, for her her cue review.
Yes, my cue review.
What I've noticed, the newer rides have better cues. Like, there's things to do, which I feel like, obviously, as any theme park goer, it's important. Besides the final ride, the queue should be as immersive as the final product, I guess.
Well, it should be the beginning of the story, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But granted,
the queue is like an attraction itself.
Oh, yeah. As Grant said, everyone's on their phone anyways. So.
No.
Did you guys do the river adventure?
We did.
Good thing we had a fast pass.
We had a yeah. I'm glad we had a fast pass.
What did you think?
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
It was an experience.
But short. Yeah, it was an experience. It was great. Like, while it was going on, like, it was super relaxing. I loved, like, all of the bioluminescence. Like, I thought it was magical. And that animatronic is out of this world amazing. But it was, like, so short.
And there we go.
Yep, that's it.
My biggest problem that I have with the Avatar area is it's not a movie that I think anybody really genuinely cares about anymore.
No,
I mean, there's sequels coming in. Yeah, it's the biggest movie of all time, but that's because of how great the 3D was. And I don't think, like, I never hear anybody going, oh my God, I can't wait for another Avatar movie. You know, there were more people lined up for, like, 50 Shades of Grey series, you know, like, more excited about those. Oh my God, could you imagine if they did a 50 Shades of Grey, but Avatar,
What?
I don't want to rant. Rant, it is past your bedtime, Florida.
It's 12:45 in the morning.
I don't want to watch simulator with other people. Like,
I cannot with you.
50 Shades of Grey, Flight of Passage, right? I mean, you're in this, like, restraint. It's got your legs all locked up already. I mean, why not? You're halfway there.
Feel Mr. Gray breathing.
Oh.
All right, we're gonna leave Animal Kingdom.
We have derailed so far now.
All right, is there anything else about Animal Kingdom before we go to Epcot? Or
the thing is that the ride itself is already, you know, it's only 5 minutes for Flight of Passage. The 50 Shades of Grey one would only need to be like 2.5 minutes tops.
That's terrible.
Oh, this is getting cut out.
Maybe. Oh, man. I'm too busy.
I just wanted to throw out a ringing endorsement, though, for the Animal Kingdom Lodge Resort. Like, the theme parks are great and everything, but that resort was spectacular, amazing. The restaurant was great. And then literally we walked around the resort and they have, like, giraffes and zebras just walking past you, like, as you're walking down the pathway. So I'm just going to tell people, like, if you can make it out to Animal Kingdom Lodge Resort to go check it out, do it.
Yeah, it's a really cool place just to hang out.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, I've been there before. It's cool. I mean, I haven't stayed there, but I've been there.
Yeah, we ate at the other restaurant.
Roma.
No, the other one.
Chico.
Yeah, Chico. We ate there, and it was so good.
Be sure to go to the Animal Kingdom Lodge. You'll go wild.
That's beautiful.
For $494 a night.
Is that all? Oh, that's fine.
Hey, that's you get bargain. To feed a giraffe, okay?
That's a bargain for some of the, you know, Grand California rates I've been hearing. All right. So then you saved your last Disney World day to go to Epcot.
Yeah.
So how did that go?
Unfortunately, we missed. So, like, I don't know if Melissa and I were just tired at that point, but all of the things, like, so many things that we wanted to do, we just forgot about in Epcot.
You forgot about it.
So, yeah. Okay. Well, first of all, were you guys there for the art thing, or did that start after you left?
No, we were there when it was happening.
Okay. For the okay.
Art thing. So we ate a bunch of stuff. We did a lot of eating. But
it's we didn't the best get part of Epcot.
It was great. But we didn't get to the aquarium. I really was like, oh, I want to see this really cool aquarium. And it totally slipped my mind that it was there. And then because running along with the theme of me and Melissa needing to suffer through things for ourselves, we really wanted to try Beverly. And
we completely forgot.
Everyone's got to try Beverly.
Ladies.
I know.
How'd that work out?
We forgot.
Oh, you didn't do it. Oh, so you're in the clear.
We completely forgot.
Oh, you're good.
But I wanted to do it.
We wanted the full experience.
Give it to her.
What'd you say, Grant?
Order it online and give it to her.
Order it? Yeah, okay.
And then video that and throw it on Creepy Kingdom and just, yeah, no.
Every time in Epcot, I do it, I do a shot on for the Creepy Kingdom Instagram.
I refuse.
It's pretty rough, but I do it for you guys. But you guys did go on an attraction that we all told you not to go on, which was Mission Space. I believe we all did. Did Grant, you tell him?
No, I told her. I told them to do it. I said that it was good. James, you can't say don't go on it if you will not go on the ride.
Okay, it's true.
So, okay, everybody, what we're going to do is we're going to have a new Patreon goal. If James can raise $100 in a month, James has to ride it with me, and we will live stream James riding Mission Space.
It's going to be a lot more than $100 prize, Grant.
And then James will drink 5 shots of Beverly right after.
That's a $1,000 Patreon level.
Yeah.
All right.
Terrible.
Maybe $1,000. We're going to start at $1,000. It might even go up, but at a minimum $1,000 to get me to go on that ride.
How was the ride?
We went on the green version.
Oh, the mellow one.
Yes. Yeah. So, honestly, like, we didn't. That was fine. That was perfectly fine. It was just, it just tilted you a little bit side to side and it was over.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That one was like, I was like, oh, this is great. But we were not going to go on the orange version at all.
Yeah, you get a different video with that one.
Yeah, that one actually takes you to Mars, I guess, versus the green one. We just did like a loop around the world, I guess, was the storyline.
Yeah, it's like soaring over Mission Space.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Basically, it was.
So, this is one thing I've been waiting to bring up all episode.
Okay.
Which, really bothered me from the Instagram stories.
All right.
Well, this ought to be good.
Yeah. Get it off your chest.
It was the disgust and disdain you two seem to have for the most lovable, adorable, imaginary dragon of all time.
Oh my God.
I don't remember a loss for words. Now,
I skipped it.
You what?
I skipped the story.
You skipped a story?
Yeah. I don't like hearing people talk smack about Figment.
Now, granted, I will say the current state of the attraction has Figment a little sassy.
That's one word.
That's not the figment that, you know, that we grew up with. That was originally.
It's happiness is not the problem.
So what is your problem with figment?
I just didn't understand the obsession with him. I was like, he's so corny and cheesy and creepy. And
I get that, though. Our obsession with Figment is based purely off nostalgia.
That's what people, that's what people told us. Was like, oh, well, if you rode the older version of Ruride, you'd understand. And well, I was like,
Figment
okay,
was
I guess.
Like a was a
Florida man says no.
No, I had never been on that ride until I was 18. So there were no member berries going on there. I personally think that that ride is good. In fact, when I was there a few days ago, that was the only ride we went on. And yeah, it's a little long in the tooth and needs a refurb. But at least it's an original concept. Granted, this version in some scenes make like Figment is almost a Waldo in the Muppet Vision show in a few spots, like meaning the same level of annoyance in a couple spots.
Yeah.
But overall, the ride is very creative with practical sets, and it's nice. I mean, the animatronic is good, and you have Eric Idle, and he's there, and references to Flubber, and references to the computer war tennis shoes, and I mean, you're missing a Steve Urkel reference, but for the most part, it's pretty good. There's some Rick Moranis going on in there. What? Why would you hate the ride?
I don't know. It just wasn't for me, I guess. I got off and I was like, why does that exist?
Well, in fairness, so, you know, brief history lesson here. I don't know. The original attraction was a completely different experience, and Figment was had more of a childlike wonder to him. And there was a character called the Dream Finder, which helped you create your, you know, use your imagination, and it was amazing. I mean, I don't know what else to say. It was such an awesome experience. And then they decided to close that down, and they reopened the attraction without Figment, and people rioted.
We're going to riot.
And they closed the ride down after like a year or 9 months, and then shoehorned Figment back into the ride. And so that's why it's not the best it could be, in my opinion, but I still, every time I go on that ride, I leave with a smile.
Name one other ride that has Eric Idle as a moon.
Oh, God. I don't think that's necessary for me to enjoy a ride.
All you need is an imagination. That. It just takes one little spark.
One little spark of what substance? Because I felt like the ride was designed for somebody who might have been using something.
It is a little bit of an acid trip.
what is weird, though, when you exit the ride, it's like you're exiting through like an abandoned Discovery Zone or Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah. Like that playground area. Yeah. It's like, it's almost like it's like, there's like, I don't know, it's so creepy when you exit out of the ride, like that little play area.
What do they have in there now?
No, it's still old play toys, like where you can like make noises with Figment, but it's like it hasn't been updated since they updated the ride. So it's like antique technology. It looks like tubing that you would crawl in at Chuck E. Cheese. But like it's been sitting there forever.
Oh.
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, clearly the reality of it is that ride is on the chopping block. There's been rumors of it being remade into an Inside Out attraction. I think that those have died down, though. But, you know, I don't know. I still love Figment, and I've never seen anyone have a reaction to Figment that you two had. That was just mind-boggling to me. At any age.
Okay. You say so. I guess
legitimately mind-boggling. You know, there's not a lot that you know will trip me up.
Look what you guys have done to James.
My mind is boggled.
It wasn't just us. We were on a car full of other people that all had the same like WTF reaction that we did, and everybody got off the ride so confused and disoriented, and then we got into the weird abandoned bizarro Chuck E. Cheese, and we felt even more like, where are we? Am I real? Am I dreaming? I don't know. It was weird.
I want to go on it right now, actually, the more we keep talking about it.
I mean, I was on it under 100 hours ago.
Wow, well, there you go. I would just say, I mean, there's similar things to Alice in Wonderland in Journey to Imagination. It's, you know, there's similar vibes and scenes in there. It's not so crazy, guys. You just got to use your imagination.
You know what ruined me? It was that moon, though.
The moon, yeah, totally.
The moon ruined it? That's the highlight of the ride.
Like, that's when I was like, I think Melissa was like, I'm done with this ride.
You know how, like, right before you get off the vehicle and how you're in that room with, like, nothing but stars, and then, like, the stars go away, and the guy unloads you, and you hear that song? I was telling my wife when we were on this last time, oh my God, that guy has the worst job because all he has to hear is imagination.
Yeah.
Not even the whole song, but just that like last like 6 second clip.
Well, that's why we're not cast members. So what else you guys do at Epcot?
A Spaceship Earth.
Oh, how did you like the pro?
That was awesome. I really loved Spaceship Earth so much. And apparently Melissa and I's future is super bright.
Yes.
We're flying on our spaceship together. We're leaving our cats at home with our robot. And we're going on DC adventures. I just want to let you all know what our future holds. It's great.
I made the mistake of, I thought it'd be fun to like cover my face with my hand to see if I can get this weird hand like in the video, like just some like weird mutant looking thing. And it wound up actually ruining the people behind me in the car where it blocked them off from being in there. Like they couldn't do anything with it. So like it was just blank for them.
Aww.
Wow, great. Killed it. Ruin everyone's fun.
Dream. But no, it was super cool. I'm glad we got to catch it before it closes down for like 2 years.
But
that was going to be really sad.
You know what, though? Like, I think on further examination, it really does need to be closed for a couple of years or closed for a refurb, because if you think about it, like, there's a lot of dead space in that ride.
Oh, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Even going back, you shouldn't have to rely on some little, all right, what would you like to do? Like, basically, like, a Facebook, like, which Beverly Hills 90210 character are you type test to see what your results are to find out that you're a Brenda. but you know what I mean? Like, it's just basically, like, what would you rather do? And it's because there's nothing to do in the, like, the last 4 minutes of the ride.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it definitely shows his age, but it was charming.
Yeah.
It was a lot less boring when it had less cameras.
Uh-oh. That sounds like a Patreon exclusive.
I'm just saying. It was a lot less boring in the 90s.
Oh, like Kingdom of the Dinosaurs at Knott's.
I don't know. I didn't go on that.
Or the Haunted Mansion in high school.
Yeah. Small world.
Yeah, we're saving these stories for the uncensored Patreon show. Theme parks before cameras. Coming soon. So did you guys get to go on Frozen Ever After?
We did.
Yeah, so what'd you guys think?
It was an experience.
Crickets.
It It was an experience.
What does that mean? It was an experience.
You're gonna have to get more than that.
So good thing. So we didn't get a fast pass for it, but fortunately the standby line was only less than an hour, so it wasn't that bad.
So that's like, your view. The wait was 45 minutes, so that was.
The wait was decent. That's all I have to say about
it. So
that,
you literally, everything else other than what happened on the ride is what you have to say about it.
The queue was great.
The queue is not great. Come on. The queue is nothing.
The queue is like, all right.
It's switchbacks. The queue is not.
It was great, but it was the same thing repeatedly being great. That's all. Okay,
right. That one thing was super, was awesome. Got you.
Super great. Yeah.
Why are you afraid to say that you didn't like the ride? Did you? If you didn't like it, you didn't like it.
No, it was like to give credit to the Imagineer.
Dude, they're not listening. I don't know for a fact.
Honestly, at this point, I feel like Melissa and I will be banned from. Like, I feel like we've been blacklisted as much stuff as we were like complaining about. Like, well, I feel like they're not gonna let us back.
I mean, just this whole Figment thing. You're really up in the battle from here. I mean, that's. But
yeah, you guys aren't getting back into the park for that one.
What was wrong with Frozen? Because I get why people don't like the Frozen characters. I don't get why people don't like Figment, but I get why people don't like Frozen. So you can just say I don't like those characters.
Frozen is a good movie. I personally like it. I'm not a mega fan. It's overhyped, but the ride itself is great for what it is. It's a perfect dark ride. The animatronics are amazing, especially that Olaf one is really surprisingly great. Like, it's really good. So, I mean, it's not a bad ride, but if we waited longer than an hour, I would have been upset.
Yeah.
That's fair. If I have to wait an hour for anything, I'm upset. So
if you were rating it on like a 1 to 10, you'd probably give it like a 5.
Yeah, that's about
right. Okay, that's fine. Middling. That's fine.
I'm like whatever about Frozen, but I think Olaf's funny, and I think he's funny on the ride. So I was like, I was impressed with it as a ride. I think I really wish you guys got to experience Maelstrom though. I feel like that would have been a much better experience. So, but did you do anything else at Epcot or? Oh no, you have the Grand Fiesta Tour.
That was cool.
It's adorable.
So yeah, the Grand Fiesta Tour. Yeah, that's. I mean, I would say that Frozen is better than Grand Fiesta Tour, though.
Well, but
word. I think it's because it was so short. I think that was the problem. Like, it wasn't that like for what was there, Frozen was a good quality ride. Like, it was a good time, but it was just so short that I was like. I don't know.
Well, yeah, like I said, it was shoehorned into another attraction that was short to begin with.
It was nothing to begin with.
It did lengthen the ride a little bit, but not by much.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, well, did you do test track?
We did do test track. That was another bootleg ride because the car was just so like. Janky and like the brake system was like painful. Like, I don't know if you saw us post our ride photo on the Instagram story, but our faces all looked miserable because it just kept like jerking the brakes on us. And we were just like, this is not fun. I was like, this hurts. I need something for my back. Like, it was just not fun.
I thought the ride was a lot more fun when they had actual real things inside there.
Yeah.
Instead of pretending that you're in a virtual place.
But... say the last time I rode it, it was the like testing a car. There was all kinds of like actual, you know. Yeah. You said like the thing about the brakes. I'm like, yeah, they did a brake check. Like, isn't that part of the ride? Like...
Well, it wasn't an announced break check, though. That was a, like, it, if I was prepared, maybe, but it was just like we came out of the gate and then it was just like, and then we took off and then the ride like abruptly stopped. And then we kept like speeding up and stopping towards the unloading area. So it was like, jarring.
That sounds like a malfunction to me.
Yeah, I miss when they did the final tests and they would yell crash test. And you would plummet, hurl toward the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would open. And now it just doesn't say that. Now they just said speed test.
Yeah.
Like when there was physical sets, when it was like a little more. Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea why they changed it to this. But either way, I like the end of the ride. I think that the speed test was fun. Didn't you guys like that? Or was that too much for you?
But we have Cars Land.
I think that's why we didn't like this ride, because Cars is so much superior.
Yeah, you didn't get a good view of Guardians being built, though.
You what?
What was that?
From that part, you do get a good view of the Guardians.
We did see that giant
building that it's going to be housed in or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is there anything else in Epcot that you did? Or
yeah. Did you do the? Oh God! Living with the Land.
Yes, we did. It was the best.
You know, it was so educational. Like, I really felt like, I learned some things on my trip. Like, I feel like I accomplished something. I was proud. You know.
It's not terrible, is it?
No, it was very interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting. And then, as Grant said, like, you get to sit down, you get some AC. It was nice.
Yeah, so I'm pretty much...
So you ranked out over Frozen?
For the wait, yes, because the wait was, like, next to nothing. Like, it was pretty much walk-on.
Yeah.
You rate Living with the Land over Frozen.
Okay. If they both had zero wait, I would go on Frozen. But when the wait for Frozen is over an hour and I can just walk on to Living with the Land, like, I'm going to take the walk-on.
And Living with the Land is also, what, like, 12 or 15 minutes? So it's a longer ride.
Yeah, it's a nice break. It's a nice seat for a minute.
Yeah, and the Sonic Prairie Dogs as well. So,
yeah,
and you do learn a lot. It's very educational.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the fish that they raise for the restaurant there, so you can see their food in living form.
You can feed their food. Yeah, well, like I said last time, I'm pretty much good on Living with the Land for the rest of my life.
So, just like theming wise, what would you guys say your favorite country was?
Oh, Morocco.
Oh yeah, for sure, hands down.
Morocco was gorgeous.
So beautiful.
Nice.
So ornate, so detailed, like that was amazing.
Yeah, that tile work looked like they took a building from Morocco and they just placed it there.
Now, Morocco is the newest country, right?
I think so.
It's still,
25, 20
years. Yeah.
I just meant that it was the most recent one built, not that it's new, like, the past few years. But... so it's, I guess it would make sense that the newest one would have the most detail in theming.
I read a little bit of, because I'm a Diz nerd, so I read history stuff, and I guess the king of Morocco actually sent some people to survey, like, when Epcot was building the Moroccan pavilion. So he actually had, like, some of his architects come out, and they were, like, on the project of like, designing the Morocco pavilion. So they actually got some authentic architects from Morocco. And that's awesome. A big reason why, that it was, like, so well done.
Now, during illuminations, that's one of the few countries that doesn't, or one of the two countries that does not light up.
Hmm.
Because it's considered it's some sort of a religious thing. with their culture. There's some reason why it doesn't light up. And then I forget what the other one is. It's the Norway one doesn't light up because it, just to kind of make it look even.
Well, Norway isn't there anymore, is it?
Yeah, it's still
there. That's where Frozen's.
I thought it switched.
Frozen's
to
in Norway.
I thought it switched to Arendelle officially.
It's still Norway. Arendelle is not a country, James.
I know, but I thought they switched it to Arendelle when they opened up Frozen. Honestly, did. Well, the troll's still in the gift shop, Roxy. So.
Okay.
Remember the big, huge troll.
Mm-hmm.
right. Well, that's Epcot, right? I mean, that's it, right?
Yeah. Is that all we? Besides eating, yeah, that's basically all we did.
Besides eating, yeah, that's.
Oh, did you try any of the places we told you to eat at Epcot?
Well, we ate at all the art festival of the art like food booth, so we didn't do any restaurants because we were like constantly eating.
Please tell me you tried the sushi pizza and the macaroni
the sushi
and cheese
donut,
corn on a cob or corn like the macaroni and cheese ice cream cone.
What the?
They have a lobster mac and
Melissa
cheese.
Melissa got the mac.
Oh yeah, that was like one of the little what are they called? The little booths that they had.
It was at Taste Track.
Yeah, yeah. It was macaroni, lobster, and a bread cone.
That sounds fabulous.
It was.
They threw bacon in there, which I'm bitter about because I really wanted the lobster mac and cheese, but I don't eat bacon.
Well, it sounds amazing, and I would like to eat it. Also, I think I'm hungry.
I did try the sushi donut, though.
Yeah, it's not good.
What is a sushi donut? Like, what is it?
So it's like sushi,
right?
But in a circle it's with a hole in the middle.
it's regular.
So it's like rice.
It's filled with jelly, and then they put a glaze of white frosting on top of it.
They
bake it for a little while. No, yeah, it's in a puff pastry. So you eat your fish on your barbarian cream and raspberry jelly.
I'll eat it. I'll eat it. I'm down. Let's do this.
And then you eat two of those, and then you want Mission Space Orange.
Oh. I'm gonna pass on that part. But while you're on Mission Space, I will eat the sushi donut.
Yeah. All
Bavarian
right.
cream.
Well, we're gonna have to put a fork in this one here as we're hitting the 2 hour mark. Speaking of food, we're gonna have to bring you guys back on another time to hear about what happened at Universal Orlando at the end of your trip. Particularly, I look forward to that episode because you guys kind of stop updating the Instagram stories when she got to Universal. I'd like to know what that was about.
We just hit a point of a theme park oblivion, I think, at that point.
we were so exhausted.
We hit a theme park wall where we were at that point just like my feet were on autopilot and I was like, just keep going. Just keep going.
So what you're saying is I did not do the training that I told you guys to do prior, the physical training before you.
Well, did you see me at Disneyland 24 hours before? I was training. Okay.
All right.
So, but what we didn't ask is, so what was the overall feel of Disney World as a whole? You know, like what's your overall takeaway of that compared to like California?
It was definitely more for tourists. Like, the vibe I got was, like, it's bigger, there's more to explore, there's more to do. Like, it definitely felt like this is a place designed to keep people here for, like, a week, 2 weeks at a time.
Did you hit Disney Springs at all?
Yeah, we did the first night we were there, we went to Disney Springs.
That's huge.
Yeah, it was ginormous. And then
it was
the
impressive.
Yeah, it was really impressive. And then the last night we did make it over to Polynesian and we did their Trader Sam's.
Oh, good. Oh, okay. Thoughts.
So that day, that Friday, we went to Epcot and then to the Polynesian. It was the day of my birthday, so they decided to buy me drinks. So I think that's why we all kind of woke up late the next day.
Yeah, I thought we killed Melissa. I was like, I got up and I was like, you guys, I think Melissa's dead. I think we killed Melissa by accident.
So what we're saying is the only way to enjoy Trader Sam's Grog Gatto as a inferior version of Trader Sam's is to be completely drunk.
Oh my gosh. And that's the other funny part I have to say too, like, because we're mentioning Trader Sam's now, everywhere we went, we kept running into like fellow Californians, and like we would just spot each other in a crowd. Like we would see somebody and like we would know, like, hey, you're from California, aren't you? And they'd be like, don't you miss Disneyland? And we'd be like, yes, we do. And at Trader Sam's, we ended up sitting at a table with like some fellow Californians, and they're like, oh my gosh, like, isn't Disneyland's Trader Sam's so much better than this? And we were like, oh my gosh, it is. I miss it. I want to go back.
So what you're saying is that I was right again, basically.
Yes.
Yes. James was right again.
Yes, you were right.
I'm going to go to Disney World. You know what? I'm booking a flight. I'm going to go to Disney World, and I'm going to stay there for like 2 weeks, and I'm going to have the most amazing time, and I'm going to come back and be like, you know what, James? No. You were wrong.
No. I'm not wrong. I am not wrong.
Yeah.
I am not
so
wrong.
So you're thinking... You're thinking you probably don't feel the need to immediately rush back to Disney World then.
For me...
Oh, yeah, you go first, Tanisha.
I was just going to say, for me, like, Animal Kingdom, yes. But, like, the rest of it, I could leave it for a while. Clearly as of today, like, it was pouring rain and I still went to Disneyland. Like, I was dying to get back to Disneyland.
And like, at least for me, I would come back in maybe 5 years after some things have been updated and all that jazz. I still had a great time. Like, we all had a great time. As much as like we dunked on the park, it was a fun experience. I would do it again.
Park managers.
5 years.
Oh yeah, do you want to talk about that?
So we took the monorail, but apparently when it gets cold, the monorail doors don't close. So the monorail had to be evacuated and rolled off with its doors open. And then we waited for a closed one. And so me and Melissa were like, oh, well, you know, it is Disney World, so what do you expect? And these really nice gentlemen sitting next to us overheard us. And the one guy was like, I'm sorry, did you say something about, like, Disney World being bootleg? And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, like, we're just used to Disneyland. And he was like, how so? So I started, like, I complained about the trash cans. I talked about the lack of line management and, like, how there's, like, no cast members where they should be to tell you where to go. And he was, like, quietly, like, listening and taking notes. And then he was like, thank you for sharing this information. I'm actually a manager or whatever, something or other here at Disney World Resort. So this is really helpful to know. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
The only way that would have been better is if that was like Bob Iger.
Right. Dude.
If it was Bob Iger, it would be like, but you guys bought your tickets, right? Okay, good. Never mind. You guys are eating on property every meal, right? Okay. Well, carry on.
Yeah, it was more for tourists. Like, everything you guys were saying about the vibe, how different it is, was absolutely right. Like, it's a tourist spot. There's a lot to explore, so it's like a good time to, like, check out all the things going on, But there was something about, like, I was expecting to, like, get this, like, super magical feeling because it was my first time there, and it didn't quite hit me. So, I don't know.
Well, I could say this. I know. I still always want to go back to Walt Disney World. I always love going there, and I love it as a vacation destination, since Disneyland currently is not a vacation destination for me. So I like having a place to actually go and check out from reality and not, you know, and not have to deal with anything except for having a good time. And not my last trip, because my last trip there was in one day, and that was, it was a bad way to go. But the year before, during the creepy tour, when a whole bunch of us were hanging out in the Magic Kingdom, and it was like the best Disney day I probably had in my life. You know, and some, I don't know, like, maybe we all just snorted a bunch of pixie dust right before we. But we were all high on pixie dust, to say the least. And, you know, but I think this trip is a growing pains trip. That's what I'm going to say to you guys, is that you didn't know what to expect. You went through it. You know, I don't think you should wait 5 years to go back. What I'm saying. In fact,
that sounds horrible to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where that came from. But
like, that's more of a financial decision.
I'll give you that. But
my first trip to Disney World was just completely magical, and then we moved to Orlando and went every single day, and I loved it. And then I used to go once when we moved back. I used to go once a year, and now I haven't been in, I don't even know, over 5 years, and I hate that I haven't been there in so long. I would go tomorrow if I could.
So there's,
but I have been known to snort a lot of pixie dust. So
wow,
you bring the match with you.
That's also a Patreon show.
Yeah, I'm say, literally was about to say.
I don't love to do pixie dust, but I do love the way it smells.
Oh, Grant, I like you.
Well, I think, like I said, I would like to actually talk about your time in Universal at a different episode. Because I don't think that we need to be releasing 3-hour episodes, but...
Let's not torture
James, we've been going
people
for
that
over
we...
2 hours. It's going to be a 4-hour episode.
No, we're wrapping it up. Wrapping this one up now.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
What?
I said I'm hungry, and James will let me eat while we podcast.
You gotta learn how to hit the mute button while you're chewing. That's a pro tip.
Roxy is currently holding like one of Alf's favorite foods.
That's a cat for you millennials. All right, so
Gordon Shumway.
Did you catch my Gordon Shumway reference today on Facebook?
Oh yeah.
Okay, I was hoping that wasn't just completely random. Anyways, okay. We're gonna wrap this up here with everybody. and for the listeners, I think that we gave some pretty great. Trip planning advice. I think
you did. It was help.
I'm glad for help. And I was thinking about it. It's like I feel like this is something that we should offer. I think we should offer this as a business. Would you guys pay for this service?
Let me put this another way. Would you guys pay for a more refined version of this that you could take with you to the parks?
Refined in what way?
Like a booklet?
Yeah. Oh, booklet.
A booklet or like an app?
A printout.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, the Creepy Kingdom Guide to the Parks.
Yeah. Oh, those audio tour things.
What do you think of that idea?
I think it sounds pretty awesome. I don't know what you guys think.
I said we should have taken you guys like in ear, like had earbuds and like the remember we were talking about the Google glasses so you guys could just like like be like don't turn there.
That is
stop. Don't do that.
That's a $50 a month Patreon level.
Yeah,
that's an upgrade. Grant has a framed photo of Alf in his house.
I love it.
I gotta go to bed.
I'm not surprised one bit that Grant has a framed photo of Alf in his house. All right, I think that's the on you know can't top that. So we're just gonna wrap it up. All right, say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, if you'd like to contact us here at Creepy Kingdom, you can do so by emailing us, creepykingdom@gmail.com. And for show notes, links to all our social media, check out all our articles, videos, our brand new store filled with our brand new apparel line, Creepy Kingdom Apparel. Just go to creepykingdom.com. And of course, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/creepykingdom. For Foolish Mortals, our exclusive Rolly Crump interview, our upcoming Patreon-exclusive podcast, Live from the Dungeon, and lots more fun stuff, just go to patreon.com/creepykingdom. Well, until next time, the gates are closed.